This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The Puppet Media Dare Not Report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies and corruption of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, March 15th, 2014. We're in hour one here on the Alternative Media. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We've got a lot of different news and information to cover today. Some of the headlines we're going to be covering in today's broadcast, an excellent article by Natural News, GMOs will unleash global killer ecocide across the planet, warns prominent scientists. We're going to be getting into that in the coming hours. Also, Rubio warns this past week that Democrats are angling for a single-payer healthcare system. I've said that from the very beginning. All of the problems that we're seeing with Obamacare is all designed to herd the peasantry toward their ultimate goal, which is the single-payer system. You know, I've not made mention of this on this broadcast, I don't think, before, but I will share it with you now. I started in November with the assistance of an insurance agent trying to enroll in Obamacare. November 2013, 5 months ago, I have yet to be able to enroll into the Obamacare system. That is not by accident. That is completely by design. They're taking us where they want us to go, and trust me, sooner or later they will get us there. 20 facts about the great U.S. retail apocalypse that will blow your mind. That'll be coming out starting next hour. You're going to hear that. It's from TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com. Excellent article. Deportations come mostly from the border, the DHS chief says, Washington Times this week. Interesting article. Also, Iranian lawmaker blames U.S. for the plane's disappearance. New York Times ran this article this week. We'll get into that as well. Debtor nation, Americans pay interest on $163 billion held by top tech firms overseas. You might find that one interesting. U.S. to violate own laws by financially aiding Ukraine coup-installed government. And we're going to be talking about this in the first hour. And also, Russia announced this past week, I'm sure you didn't hear it if you were watching CNN, Western sanctions will only strengthen Russia's industry. We're going to talk about that, as well as five referendums that the West did not take issue with in other countries. But get us started today, and if you haven't seen it, this is some of the latest news. The U.S. is to relinquish remaining control over the Internet. And this is according to the Washington Post. It was released overnight. U.S. officials announced plans Friday to relinquish federal government control over the administration of the Internet, a move that pleased international critics but alarmed some business leaders and others who rely on the smooth functioning of the web. Now, I don't know. When we go to the phone calls in the third hour, I'd love to get your opinion. For me personally, and this is not about a provider because I use different providers at different locations, it seems like, and I'm not sure what kind of time frame to put it on, but in the last 6 months or so, the Internet has been much, much, much more problematic. Now, maybe that's just for me personally, but that's the way I see it. Back to the article, pressure to let go of the final vestiges of U.S. authority over the system of web addresses and domain names that organize the Internet has been building for more than a decade and was supercharged by the backlash last year to revelations about National Security Agency surveillance. The change would end the long-running contract between the Commerce Department and the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN, a California-based nonprofit group. The contract is set to expire next year, but could be extended if the transition plan is not complete. We look forward to ICANN convening stakeholders across the global Internet community to craft an appropriate transition plan. Lawrence E. Strickland, Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Communications and Information, said in a statement, the announcement received a passionate response with some groups quickly embracing the change and others blasting it. In a statement, Senate Commerce Committee Chairman John D. Rockefeller, the fourth, called the move consistent with other efforts the U.S. and our allies are making to promote a free and open Internet and to preserve and advance the current multi-stakeholder model of global Internet governance. Now, the question of the day may have been asked by, of all people, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who asked, what is the global Internet community that Obama wants to turn the Internet over to? The risk of foreign dictators defining the Internet. The article, I've read this article several times, it does not say one word about who is going to ultimately be governing the Internet. But this should not come as any surprise to us, because we've talked on this broadcast and you've heard it on many others. The move to censor the Internet will have to come at some point, because right now, the truth is right at your fingertips if you want to look into what's going on around the world. And they will have to shut that down. This may be a move to move it outside of the United States so that this country doesn't get the blame as the Internet moves into a global entity that can be used to control everyone in the world. I mean, look how your banking and everything has changed in the last 10 years via the Internet. So there shouldn't be any surprise at this whatsoever. It is the moves that's going to be taking place as those behind the scenes keep moving us toward a one world government, a one world currency, and a cashless society. So the fact that Obama wants to do this, I believe he is the person to take us probably the rest of the way. The moves, critics call the decision hasty and politically tinged and voice significant doubts about the fitness of ICANN to operate without U.S. oversight and beyond the bounds of U.S. law. This is a purely political bone that the U.S. is throwing, said Garth Bruin, a security fellow at the Digital Citizen Alliance, a Washington-based advocacy group that combats online crime. ICANN has made a lot of mistakes, and ICANN has not really been a very good steward. The United States has long maintained authority over elements of the Internet, which grew from a Defense Department program that started in the 1960s. The relationship between the United States and ICANN has drawn wider international criticism in recent years, in part because of big American companies such as Google, Facebook, and Microsoft play such a central role in the Internet's worldwide functioning. The NSA revelations exacerbated those concerns. So, major corporations have complained, however, that con artists already swarmed the Internet with phony websites designed to look like the authentic offerings of respected brands. So we'll have to watch and see where this goes, because if we feel like the move is toward these things I've described, the Internet has got to be such a key and pivotal part of that. So where they're trying to lead us with who's in charge of the Internet and the changes in the Internet, will probably be a real window of insight of where we are going as a society and a country and a planet and the entire world. We will we'll update that as it goes along. Now, we're going to get into a little bit about the Ukraine. Wow, that has been an interesting story this past week, especially if you turn off the prostituted news media in America and look into what's being reported in other countries. We're going to be coming up on a break. When we come back, we're going to get into what is happening in the Ukraine, what's been said. We've got a clip of John McCain, and wow, I'm telling you what, these warmongers, wouldn't it be great to send John McCain, John Kerry, and maybe Lindsey Graham and let them lead the front? We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And for the masses that still believe the lie. Now, there is a really interesting story in what's going on in Ukraine. And John Kerry saying the ultimatum is this weekend. The referendum is being voted on by the people tomorrow in Crimea. And Let's get started with an article that's from Russia Today. Washington's decision to provide financial aid to the coup-appointed government of Ukraine goes against the U.S. laws, Russian Foreign Ministry said, urging American politicians to think about the consequences of supporting the radicals in Kyiv. Ukraine's ousted president said on Tuesday that the U.S. plans to loan $1 billion to the country's new authorities are illegal. Indeed, in accordance with the amendments introduced to the 1961 law, Foreign Assistance Act, a few years ago, the provision of foreign assistance is prohibited to the government of any country whose duly elected head of government is deposed by a military coup or decree. The relevant provision is contained in 22 U.S. Code 8422, the Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement. Thus, by all criteria, the provision of funds to the illegitimate Kyiv regime, which seized power by force, is unlawful and goes beyond the boundaries of the U.S. legal system, the statement added. However, the ministry said it realizes that the American side would hardly recognize this obvious fact due to the stance it had already taken in the Ukrainian crisis. The U.S. administration will most probably continue to close its eyes on the dominance of the ultranationalist forces in Kyiv, which have launched a hunt for dissidents across the country, increasing pressure on Russian-speaking population and other compatriots, threatening the people of in the Crimea area with punishment for their desire for self-determination, the ministry stressed. Moscow has also urged the decision-makers in the U.S. to think hard about the possible consequences of reckless indulgence of radical Nazi-oriented elements in the Ukraine. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced that Washington is preparing a $1 billion loan for the coup-imposed government of Ukraine during his visit to Kyiv last week. Yanukovych, who also wants to challenge the lawlessness of the American aid to Kyiv in U.S. courts and Congress, has some very legitimate points to be raised. Senior editor of the Executive Intelligence Review, Jeffrey Steinberg, told Russia Today. So, isn't this interesting? Now, let's take a look at this. The United States foreign policy goes around the world and preaches free elections, democracy, self-determination. But that's only when it serves their interest. In this situation where the people are going to vote for the direction that they so choose to go in, then it's illegitimate, according to the Obama administration. The hypocrisy is just unbelievable. And although the American people may not see it, can't see it, continue to watch their prostituted mainstream media, the rest of the world is well aware of this. And here's the most probably frightening thing about this. Putin is not going to back down, period. So that's off the table. And Obama has looked so weak as a president and been so highly criticized for his neglect to start wars that he probably is not going to either. So we've got a situation here that could ultimately really be a dangerous situation. I mean, we're going to play a clip of John McCain here shortly, which is just practically a mind boggler. Now, after an urgent closed meeting of the heads of Russian defense enterprise, Deputy Rogozin said that possible economic sanctions could stimulate Russian industry and only hurt its foreign partners. The meeting took place on Thursday, and afterwards, the man in charge of the Russian weapons industry announced the decisions via a Twitter post. The results of the conversation with our industry leaders, the possible economic sanctions would only force it to work better and follow the policy of import replacement, he said. Instead, the boomerang of sanctions would hit and hurt foreign partners the hardest, the official added. Hard to believe that in the conditions of a continuing economic recession, Western politicians find some pleasure in hurting the businesses that use Russian markets as the only opportunity to maintain the production and to keep jobs, he wrote. The deputy prime minister paid special attention to the situation in Ukraine because of the close ties between Russia and the Ukrainian weapons companies dating back to the centralized economy of the Soviet Union. In early February, he expressed hope that economic cooperation with Russia could help Ukraine create jobs and eventually end the social tensions ravaging the country. Earlier this week, veteran Russian parliamentarian and head of the Liberal Democratic Party told reporters that the sanctions would not have any negative impact on the Russian economy directly. The USA is ready to support anyone if this would help them spite Russia. This is still remnants of the Cold War, he guessed. The European Union and the United States have threatened Russia with various sanctions over its position on the Ukrainian political crisis and support of the Crimean Republic that is currently preparing a referendum on possible secession from Ukraine and joining the Russian Federation. The measure includes visa bans, asset freezes, and various economic restrictions. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk told the press on Tuesday that the decision to impose sanctions had already been made and that they would start as soon as Monday. The U.S. authorities announced last week that they had imposed visa restrictions on Russian and Crimean officials and private citizens who they accused of threatening Ukraine's sovereignty and integrity. President Putin explained to President Obama that Russia could not ignore the pleas for help from the Ukrainian Russian-speaking population and that all Russia actions were in full compliance with international law. He also emphasized that he regarded Russian-U.S. relations as of paramount importance to guarantee stability and security in the world. So, you know, what really gets me about the situation is here we are, a country that has condoned torture, condoned rendition, imposed indefinite detainment, started this war in Iraq, started the war in Afghanistan. That those wars had, especially Iraq, had nothing to do with 9/11. We are sending drones and murdering women and children in Pakistan. And yet we want to grandstand and wrap ourselves in the banner of the great humanitarian and try to dictate to other countries what they should do halfway around the world when we have completely lost any moral high ground. Maybe people in this country don't see that yet. Maybe the politicians never will. But the rest of the world has turned its back on the United States of America, parading around on the high ground as we are supposed to tell everyone else what they should do, but we don't follow any of the international laws ourselves. It is hypocrisy at the utmost. And the rest of the world sees it, and I don't think President Putin cares what Barack Obama says or what the United States does. Those are Russian-speaking people, and if they vote to become part of Russia, you know, we preach free elections until someone has one in a direction that we don't like, and then we want to claim that that's illegitimate, and we're not going to stand for that. And, of course, we want to come rushing with our money, take our loans, take our $1 billion. Let us buy you off. The same government that always says it don't have the money to take care of our always has the money. Continue on the other side. Five referendums that the West had no objection with. Coming up next. Stay with me.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We're back on to meet the Baron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And had a phone call during the break, and this is true. While we're talking about the United States trying to offer money to the illegitimate government of Ukraine, also the European Union has offered them something like $14 or $15 billion as well. And you know what? It comes to mind. I was thinking about this yesterday. They were talking about they were going to vote to extend the jobless benefits, which had ended, I believe, back in December, which I'm all for. I mean, the two-party, one-party system has intentionally wrecked the economy through not only their stupidity, but it's intentional as well. But so, yeah, let's help the people. But, you know, there's plenty of money always for any of these situations in other countries, you know, the United States of America, world policemen, but also the militarized arm of the New World Order. But what if, and neither party's got a plan like this, what if they had a plan to use that money to help create and stimulate small business? What about if they were using it to recreate our manufacturing base that they intentionally dismantled? What if they were using this kind of money to actually facilitate our economy to rebound instead of spreading it around the world to governments that's not going to pay it back and just continuing to squander it. It makes me sick to pay taxes, to be forced to pay taxes to a government like this and then just watch them squander it around the world with foreign aid and their continuing policy of starting wars veiled as an attempt to save the peace. Now, the West has condemned the upcoming referendum in Crimea as illegitimate and is preparing sanctions against Russia, as you all know. However, the West's seemingly random policy on other referendums hints at the double standard in the government's rhetoric. Crimea will vote Sunday whether to remain a autonomous region in the Ukraine or to join with Russia. Western leaders have claimed the referendum is a farce and that Russian forces have occupied the region. Moscow, however, maintains that there has been no such invasion and the referendum represents the Crimeans' right to self-determination. Also, a lot of people may not know this, Russia has allowed planes to fly over and film what's going on in the region to show that they're not using military force. You can believe it or not believe it, whatever. In the past, the West has not batted an eyelid when countries sought to hold referendums and in some cases actively supported them. How about Kosovo? Washington was quick off the mark with Kosovo, backing the region's independence 2 years before the United Nations declared it was legal in 2008. NATO forces intervened in 1999, carrying out a massive bombing campaign on targets in Serbia and Kosovo. Human Rights Watch reported that over 500 civilians were killed by NATO's incursion into former Yugoslavia. How about the South Sudan? After a long and bloody conflict, South Sudan separated from the North in 2011 to become the world's youngest nation. Then U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton hailed the move as a historic day and a testament to the tireless efforts of the people of South Sudan in their search for peace. Washington has since spent around $600 million in building the new nation, but has frozen payments because of an escalation of violence in the fledgling nation. How about the Falklands? The UK government held a referendum in overseas territory in the Falklands in 2013 to ascertain whether the islanders wished to remain a British colony. In spite of the Argentinian protest, the West did not move to intervene and stop the vote. Argentina lays claims to the island. In the referendum, an overwhelming 98% of the population voted to remain British. Well, how about Scotland? The Scottish government has scheduled a referendum for September 2014 to ask its population whether it wants independence from the United Kingdom. Britain has said if Scotland breaks away, it will not be able to use the pound and will have to reapply for EU membership. The Scottish government, for its part, has resolved to eject all British nuclear weapons from the country should its population vote to separate. Catalonia, the autonomous Spanish region of Catalonia, has announced it will hold a vote to decide on whether it wants independence from Spain in September. Madrid has slammed the referendum as illegal and in violation of the Spanish Constitution because it questions Spanish sovereignty. Spain's crippling financial crisis has led to a growing separatist movement in Catalonia over the last few years. So you can see that the great hypocrite, the United States of America, and it wouldn't matter which administration, whether it was Republican or Democrat, it's only when it serves their needs. We have a history of meddling in other people's business, causing unrest. You know, we talked last week about 1952 in Iran. I mean, the stories go on and on. We talked a little bit about the Northwoods document last week. I mean, you can look all this up and you can check it out for yourself and also on alternativemedia.org. A lot of this information is there if you want to look into it for yourself, which I urge you to do. So this, on a world stage, the United States is being quite exposed as the hypocrite. Now let's listen to what John McCain, I don't know if there is more of a warmonger alive in politics in America today than John McCain. I mean, he practically salivates at any opportunity to attempt to start a war for whatever cause. Let's listen to this.
Send our troops into battle no matter who the opposition is, even if it means going head to head with Russia and starting World War III. During an interview on MSNBC, Senator John McCain told host Andrea Mitchell he regrets that there is no military option for America in the Ukraine crisis. Here is the exchange he had with Mitchell.
So we have no military obligation here to defend Ukraine. And do you think there is a military option, even if we had an obligation?
I'd love to tell you that there is, Andrea, but frankly, I do not see it. I'm glad to see our U.S. military naval presence in the Black Sea. I wish that there were, but I think that these sanctions can really have a serious effect on the kleptocrats who are the oligarchs and kleptocrats that are part and parcel of the power structure of Vladimir Putin. And those other measures that I told you about, I probably have some military exercises with the Baltic countries who are parts of NATO. I'd accelerate, as I mentioned, membership in NATO for Moldova and Georgia, but I do not see a military option, and it's tragic.
The senator feels that the lack of a military option is tragic, and then he said the applications for NATO membership could be expedited to check Vladimir Putin, and that the U.S. should take steps to conduct military exercises in the Baltics. McCain, a Vietnam veteran, is an avid proponent of military action. In 2012, the lawmaker called on the Obama administration to conduct airstrikes in Syria. Even when he does not support military action, the senator is still a hawk. In 2010, McCain called for regime change in North Korea, stating that China could bring the North Korean economy to its knees. McCain predicted Putin will not leave the Crimea, even if a referendum indicates residents there would rather be part of Ukraine. He told the press, "I promise you, Vladimir Putin will not be thrown out of Crimea because of a vote." McCain said he will work to impose sanctions on Russia over the crisis, and in addition, bank accounts and travel to the United States may be restricted. Until the crisis is resolved, John McCain will continue to fight Vladimir Putin over Russian actions in the region and revive the Cold War feud. But the bigger question is, who's looking out for the people of Arizona while McCain is trying to start World War III?
How about that? How about the language he used? It's tragic that we don't have the right to use the military here. I mean, what has happened in this country where our leadership is so quick to want to go to war? Is there any country in the world now that is quicker to raise the solution to all problems as war? I know war is big business. I know these politicians are in the pocket of Halliburton and Raytheon. It's obvious. The military-industrial complex has a stranglehold on our politicians. And Eisenhower's farewell speech, if you've never listened closely to that, go to alternativemedia.org, go to the video vault, and pay close attention to what he told us as he left office, because we are seeing it completely unfold before our eyes with these corrupt politicians' knee-jerk reaction to immediately want to throw this country into more war. And look at what this war mentality has gotten us in the last 14 years since George W. Bush and Barack Obama are skyrocketing indebtedness and the world opinion of our country at the lowest it could possibly be. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back. Stay with us. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Ferrum.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is Dr. Robert Rowing here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
We're back in the alternative studio. I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. And I wanted to get this article in today. It's from CBS News this past week. And, you know, every week I've got a story, for whatever reason, about the continuing move to be as pro-homosexual in America as possible by the media and the powers that be. An independent commission led by a former U.S. Surgeon General has concluded there is no compelling medical reason for the U.S. Armed Forces to prohibit transgender Americans from serving, and that President Barack Obama should lift the decades-old ban without approval from Congress, according to a report being released Thursday. The report said Department of Defense regulations designed to keep transgender people from joining or remaining in the military on the grounds of psychological or physical unfitness are based on outdated beliefs that require thousands of current service members either to leave the service or to forego the medical procedures and other changes that could align their bodies and gender identities. Wow. We determined not only that there is no compelling medical reason for the ban, but also that the ban itself is an expensive, damaging, and unfair barrier to health care access for the approximately 15,450 transgender personnel who serve currently in the active guard and reserve components, said the commission, led by Dr. Jocelyn Elders, who served as Surgeon General during Bill Clinton's first term as president. Remember her? And Rear Admiral Alan Steenman, a former Chief Health and Safety Director for the Coast Guard. The panel, convened by a think tank at San Francisco State University, said the ban has existed for several decades and apparently has derived in part from the psychiatric establishment's consensus, since revised the gender identity issue amounted to a mental disorder. The ban also appears based on the assumption that providing hormone treatment and sex reassignment surgeries would be too difficult and disruptive and expensive for the military service. But the commission rejected those notions as inconsistent with modern medicine practices and the scope of health care service routinely provided to non-gender military personnel. I hope their takeaway will be we should evaluate every one of our people on the basis of their ability and what they can do, and if they have a condition we can treat, we would treat it like we would treat for anyone else, Elder said in an interview with the Associated Press, which was provided along with the report ahead of the official release. So what I gathered from this is, if you're a man and you really want to be a woman, or you're a woman and maybe you really want to be a man, maybe they can open the door to where you can join the military, and then the taxpayer can foot the bill, according to this, for your sex change surgery and then for the hormones that you will require for the rest of your life while you're in the military, and whatever they, however they handle that from then on. It's just amazing. You know, maybe they could get RuPaul to be like the paid spokesperson for joining the military in America, and he wouldn't be able to cover all the bases. Maybe they could bring back that boy George and let them to parade around the country and try to recruit young men and women into the military. Maybe that's what the future of America is. You know, I reported here a couple of weeks ago, they had RuPaul ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. And just boggles my mind. I wonder what people in other countries that still try to hang on to some kind of a remnant of morality think when they see what goes on here in America. Hey, coming up next, how about United States taxpayers make large interest payments to the top four technology firms for the $163 billion in U.S. government debt the companies own, and then they shelter it in tax-free offshore accounts. Now, I was not aware that some of these companies based in America were buying up the United States debt, and then we, the taxpayers, are paying them a profit on the debt in which they hold. Apple, Cisco Systems, Google, and Microsoft legally hold $124 billion in U.S. Treasury securities and $39 billion in U.S. government agency debt. But they hold that money in accounts overseas, allowing them to avoid the 35% maximum corporate tax rate in the United States, according to the Securities Exchange Commission report. Together, the companies would be the 14th biggest overseas holder of treasury securities, just ahead of countries like Norway and Singapore and India. If a U.S. multinational puts its offshore cash into a U.S. bank and uses the money to buy U.S. Treasuries, stocks, and bonds, those funds ought to be treated as having been repatriated and subject to U.S. tax, Senator Carl Levin, chair of the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, told the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. Combined, the four top technology giants have $255 billion in cash equivalents and marketable securities in their foreign subsidiaries, the Bureau of Investigation Journalism reported. If that amount was held onshore, making it subject to being taxed by the U.S. government, it would yield $89 billion, or 17% of America's projected $514 billion deficit this year. Well, I've got a novel idea for these politicians. How about instead of complaining about companies that are foolish enough to buy up your debt, and where they park it to bypass your exorbitant tax fees, how about if you just ran the country inside the amount of money that you already loot and tax the people, and you didn't run up deficits? Wouldn't that be an interesting idea? What if you didn't make the American people a debt slave to the Federal Reserve scamming banking system, and you actually operated with some common sense, and then you wouldn't be calling up illegitimate governments trying to ask them if they'll take a $1 billion loan that you know will probably never be repaid and will once again be thrown on the back of the American taxpayer? What if you operated the government the way we, the people, have to operate our households, and then you wouldn't have to worry about if companies are parking their money offshore to avoid a 35% tax, which, in my opinion, is too much for anyone to have to pay, and I'm no fan of big corporations by any means, but the people of the country are taxed into poverty, and you're running up a deficit of $3 billion per day in America. And it's really $1 trillion a year now is where we're at going into debt. But the good news is it's unsustainable. The good news is it can't last forever. The good news is that these criminals in Washington, D.C. are ultimately going to pop the bubble here in America. And fortunately for us, we might have a chance to replace these criminals in Washington with something that is a fashion of representation of we the people. Wouldn't it be great to have some politicians in Washington that actually represented we the people and operated inside the confines of the Constitution? Restored the Constitution, and then didn't run up massive debts. We actually had a currency that was backed by something instead of a fiat currency backed by nothing. That's interest-bearing at origin, and all it does is run up debt. Abolish the Federal Reserve System. Abolish the IRS. Replace our news media with news media that actually reports the news, rather than this corporate-owned, prostituted media that slanders and slants everything to one side and keeps the people locked in this left-right paradigm with this notion of utopia can be achieved by voting in the party that was voted out the last time. It's absurd. It's so hopelessly broken in Washington, D.C. that there's no need to think of voting in the next party to try to undo what the last one done. They both need to be replaced. The two-party, one-party system has banged up the country. The people in America need to wake up. Coming up on top of the hour break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair, and back in moments. Stay with me.